We are on Daf Chof Ches Amad Aleph, right after the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah that Noitrim Laharogim Lacharomim Lamoichsin Shitruma Afalpi Sha'in Noitrume Sha'in Shal Beis HaMelech Afalpi Sha'inon Shal Beis HaMelech. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Noda, how was he Noida? And with this nether, it seems he's convincing the moiches that it's trume shel beis hamelech. Va'af al pikein, this nether does not affect him. Omar Rav Amram Omar Rav, ba'omer is speaking about that he says, Ye'osru peiris ha'olam olai, im einon shel beis hamelech. That he said that I will never be able to have anor from Peiris Olam. This is not Shal Beis HaMelech. So the Gemara asks, even the Oma Yehosu Itzralei Kol Peiri Alme. So the Gemara asks, if he Taka said this Nusach, so it's Taka also. So how, what's shot in the Mishnah? That Neidrin, even though it's not Shal Beis HaMelech. So the Gemara says, Ba'omer Hayom. It is speaking about that he said it should be Yosa for today. So he's Magbul De'isa. So for one day he won't need Peiris. So the Gemara asks, so that's very good by the Neder. Now we understand how he's allowed to eat Peiris. Ba'omer Hayom L'makabel Minei Moiches. But he's not convincing the Moiches. The Moiches here that is that this whole nether is not asking him just for a day, so he won't believe him. So the Gemara says, Ba'imel Beliboy Hayim. No. That we said Ba'imel Hayim, that means when he says this, Beliboy, he's thinking that the Isser he is making should only be Chal for today. Umoitzi Bisfosov Stav. But to the Moiches, he's not being Megalali boy. He's saying this Nusach. He's saying, Ye Osru Alai Peiko Peiri Dalme. Yosper Soilam Alai Imenam Shabbei Samelach. And he doesn't specify Hayoim. So the Loshen is Stam. And the Liboy is thinking of Hayoim. Even though la locha we hold dvorim shebeleiv einam dvorim, so how does this help? Lagabi einsin shani. By einsin it's different. So now we'll see the Ran to understand exactly what the Gemara is saying. Heichi noda lishne de masnisin kashalei. The Gemara wants to understand the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Komar Noidrim Shehein Trume. You're Noidah that it's Trume. V'heich Shaych Nidra Ba'ay Lishne. Klayma. Idi Yomei Yeyosru Peiris Oilom Alay Loilom. If he said that it should be also Loilom. Ein Dvorim Shebeleiv Mevatlin Mashahitzi Bipiv. If he said Loilom. So Dvom Shebelev will not help. That means he said Klo Lo Ilom, so Dvom Shebelev will not help. Afilu Gabi Oinze Ki Hai, Afilu we know he's an Oinez, but Dvom Shebelev will not help. Ele Dohoche Stomekoma, Ye Osru Peiris Oilom Alay. He said stop. Unehei de Stomo Lo Oilom Mashme. So, by saying he also paid us oilam olai, the mashmois is that it should be loilam. That's the mashmois of stoma, since he did not specify as man. Ani mili heiche de leka oinze. When there's no oinis, mishum de tvei mashma loilam e mi ayoim. That means if he said stoma, and he didn't specify as man, so it's mashme that he means loyla. Avol heicha de ika einze, but if he's there's an einis, hach einze meforish lei ledibure da yom koma. But now that we understand the whole matzev. We understand that he wants to dreis a chais from this moiches. So that gufa that we understand this, so that gives us the koyach to be meforish that he doesn't mean lo'ilam, he means hayayim. So, being aware of the oynis, now we know how to be meforish the dibur. He never said beferish loilom. No, I understood loilom because he didn't specify. But now I can understand that he doesn't mean loilom. Since he didn't say beferish bepach, so memele. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is b'mokim oynis mefarshinen diburoi stome, that it means hayoyim. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. And here I don't say the mashmois is lehepach by because by oynis the mashmois is that he means hayoyim. And now before we go further, I had a psashtikol ha'ore on the Rishash. We had in the Mishnah a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if the Baal HaPeire, the Baal HaTvue could be moisif on the neder. Beis Shammai says he's not allowed to be moisif on the neder that they were mother him. So if the mother told him to say, Koinem ishti nenis li, and he says, Koinem ishti yubni nenim li, so ishtai muteres ubona vasurim, because that already, he wasn't forced into this, and he said it, so then I assume that this means, loilom astamim. Bisul loimrim eilu veilom mutorim, because since Beis Hillel holds, in order to enhance his taina that it's taken not his, so he's moisev on the net, and this also goes into noidrim laharog. Fine. Zokter Rishash, he says, you know, I would say that without this svore that Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to be moisev, but according to Beis Hillel, the bonim should be mutar alt nedo shehuta miktsose huta kuloi. And then ishtal sudasugya, we have machlekes beshamim beshilo, and we have a machlekes rabin rove. So, this should be like nedo shehuta miktsose huta kuloi. And then he also says, ishtal su ayirishalmi that the Ran brought down in the beginning of this perek. The Yerushalmi says, Hoyamamid Eitzel Zeh Veitzel Zeh Ein Mamid. That means there were two loikchen, and by one loikeyach, he said one nusach, he said to both of them, Koinam Imani Poiches Minasela, to one he meant it, and to another one he didn't mean it, so he said, Ned, they should make tzosa yutakula, that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. So Mamela, so Itainis, Lechaira, according to Beis Hillel, Tal, that Beis Hillel holds Yalat to be Moisim on the Nether, but the Bonim should be Mutar Alts Nether Shuta Miktos. So I had a tremendous problem with what he's saying. I don't begin to understand where we have here Nether Shuta Miktos, Huta Kuli. There's no Nether Shuta Miktos over here. Neder shuta miktsosai means I said a neder and it's not chal. Here I said a neder is a neder. He's not left to pay us one day. he's magbul. He's made a neder. He made a neder that and I understand he means for a day and he thought for a day and there's no son of dvom shemalei. So this is the pirush of the neder. So that's a huta miktsosai. That means that the nether on Ishtai was set for a day, finished. There's an ansadi that the Tadvom Shabalai, that it was set for a day. If on the bonim, he had no right to say it, and so then we go bossa the Mashmois, and the Mashmois means forever. So with the Huta Miktos, I don't understand the whole musik of Huta Miktosei over. There's no heter over here. This is, we're not mater on neder. We are combining the dvorov shebelev and dvorov shebepiv, since it's not really dvorov shebelev over here. So it's like he's saying that. I don't see it's Huta Miktosei. Now, the case of the Yerushalmi, that's like a case of Huta Miktosei. That means he said, Koin imani poiches minasela, in this nether was nitreis rusim. He didn't mean what he said. So he's saying a nusach, and part of the nusach is, it's not halagamri, because there's no lay. He doesn't have no intentions to make this nether. He's saying one nusach, koinem, this is the koinem, and if you have their Mishana, you don't have Mishana. I really don't understand how it works over there. If I care, he has two Leichem, there's Bechlal no Mishana. Their Pshat is, if I care, he's saying a statement. If Reuven is going to be the Leikeh, he wants Reuven to give a Sela, and no jokes about it. Shimon will be the Lekeach, he doesn't mind, so, but there's no, I mean, he knows what he's saying, and he doesn't mean what he's saying, Lagabi one, is the din of Nether Shuta Miktosei. But there it's Huta. Here I don't understand Bechai, well, even goes into Huta. Now, the Ran continues, Umiyu, Nehei Dohoche Maskinon, the Belav Unsa Lo'i Lamashme, that if there wouldn't be an einus, so then it's like a mashmaloyim. Don't talk about some of dvorim shebelayv, even the stomach coma. That full oima beliboy hayoyim lemahani. That means there's only no chesam of dvorim shebelayv, but einsim shani. That's what the Gemara says. Klar, since I know he's forced to say this, so then I understand what he really means to say. But if there's no einus, so then a mashmoy stome is, will make whatever he's thinking fakert for dvorim shebelayv. Lo'ilam mashme, given the stome koma, v'afaloyim ebelibay hayoyim le'mahani, afalohochi. Misha gomar belibay loder mipas chite. So he says, what will be the din? If a person wanted to make a neder, that he's going to ask a koinem alai pas chitim. V'hoitzi pas stam. And he said pas. Well, see, he wanted to say pas chitim, really, and somehow he got tongue-tied, and he said the koinem pas, and he somehow didn't say chitim. Now, but he meant only pas chitim. So l'chayre, we have here a similar situation. That means the words that he said seem to include all pitas. That's what he's saying. Bilvavoy, he only means paschitim. So l'chayre, according to our Gemara, it's fafal. He should be yos and everything. Because you have a mashmois that's koilal all pitas. And Beliba, he only thought paschitim, but Beliba will not help keneged amashmois. Lo yamrinin kiven de stomakoma. We don't say over there. Veleka einse sheyosa b'chol pas. Why not? Not only v'yosa b'paschitim. Dohocha haino taime. Mipnei she miskaven loy meloshin shey mashmu usoy loylo. That means our case. The person says he also payres oilam alai, and he doesn't. So that loshen is mashmaloilam. That's if I say he also payres oilam alai, the loshen is mashmaloilam. Umishim hochi. So if I'm saying a loshen that the mashmois a loshen is loilam, kol heiche deleka einza loilam mashme. So when there's no einis, is loilam mashme. So then it's mashmaloilam. Avul hoso, given the lohaitzi pas chitim niskaven. But over there, he wanted to say pas chitim. Ella the boss of the Oma pass. After he said pass, Iskel Milule. He got stuck. He couldn't say further. Hayrei ein piv v'liboy shavim. Veinei osa ella bepas chitim. So the Rans has a beautiful lumdus over here. That means when I said koinem olai pas, the word pas, which means opitis, was said unintentionally, because I wanted to say pas chitim. So this mashmois, which was said through me, was said without leif, was said by mistake. Was said unintentionally, so you don't have a word which was, so you can't have a nether, so the felt and lay. So there was no nether, even though the mashmois is on all pitis, but there was no intention to say such a nether. I wanted to say paschitim. So the mashmois of kol pitis is a mashmois which was said beloy lay. So if it said beloy leif, so that mashmois will not asa. Masha einkein, if I say ye osu peiris oilam alayin, I wanted to say this mashmois, so I wanted to say a mashmois, which means loyla. So if I wanted to do that, so this mashmois was said beleif. Now if I think behepach from this beliboy, so that's called dvorm shebeleif. Dvorm shebeleif einam dvorm. Zog de Gemara weiter, bei Shamei Oimrim Bakir, he had in the Mishnah, bei Shamei Oimrim Bakir Neidrim, chutz mi b'shvue. You can make any nether, but you cannot make a shvue. Bei Silo Loimrim af b'shvue. בשם אימרים במשהו מדירוי, בסילולמים אף בשעיני מדירוי. כיצד? אמר לו, קיינם אישתם ננס לי, ואמר קיינם אישתם בוני ננם לי, בשם אימרים אישתם מותרס ובונו ואסורים, בסילולמים אלו ואלו מותרים. אמר רב הונה, תונה, ולנתן הברייסה, בשם אימרים לא יפתח לו בשבועה. The Baraisa says that Beishamai said that the Noider should not be Paiseach Loi Bishvua. That means if the Moiches did not suggest that he should make a Shvua, The Baal HaPeiris should not offer to make a Shvuah. Ubeisilu loimrim, af yiftach loi bishvuah. And Beisilu said, no, the Baal HaPeiris can tell him, you're skeptical if I'm telling you the truth, I'll swear. So the Gemara is medayik from this Barais as follows. Lebei shamei, bishvuah hude lo yiftach. That means that Beishamai said that the Baal HaPeiris on his own accord should not suggest to make a shvua. Ha b'neder, yiftach loy. But it seems a neder, he could make it on his own accord, even though the Moiches didn't tell him to make a neder. But nan, we learned in our Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim, lo yiftach loy b'neder, that by an Amishnit says that by a neder also he's not allowed to suggest that he'll make a neder. If the Moiches tells him to make a neder, he makes a neder. So we have one stira. The Baraisa says lo yiftach lo b'shvue, and would seem neder is permitted to be paiseach loy, and the Mishnah says lo yiftach lo b'neder. That's one kash. Besu, another kasha, miftachu de la yiftach loy bishvua, when he speaks about an isser of shvua, he says, that he's not permitted to make a shvu on his own accord. But if the meiches will tell him make a shvu, then it would seem from the baraisa, then he's permitted to make a shvu. You're not permitted to make a shvu. So we have here a double kasha. And the baraisa, it would seem too coolus in Beis Shammai, that the Bala Peres can offer to make a neder, and if the Moiches wants to be Mashbiyim, he's permitted to swear. And in the Mishnah, it says, Beis Shammai is Machman, these two inyon. So the Gemara answers, Tana Masnisim B'Neder, Leidiyacha Koichan de Beis Shammai. Tana Baraisa B'Shvu, Leidiyacha Koichan de Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, no. That the Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai is machmer bakel neidrin chutz mi b'shvu, that he's not even allowed to make a shvu. He's not allowed to make a shvu. In lo yiftach le b'neda. See, these are all chedushim in Beis Shammai. And the Barais wants to tell us that according to Beis Hillel, lo yiftach le b'shvu. And the Barais b'shvu di achal koich and the Beis Hillel. Rabashi Omar Hochi Ktoni, Rabashi says that you're learning wrong pshat in the Barais. Beis Shammai Omrim ein shayla b'shvu, Beis Hillel Omrim yes shayla b'shvu. Yiftach le b'shvu is not speaking about a case with a moiches, speaking about a person who wants to be matar shvu and he comes to a Talmud Chochem. He wants to be matar the shvu, so la yiftach loy b'shvu. He's not allowed to get, to be peseach a pesach him to be matar a shvu. Zot teran. Tane mas nisen lo diacha koichi de beis shamay. Da filo b'neda lo yiftach. Tane breis b'shvu diacha koichi de beis shul da filo b'shvu yiftach. Rabashi yoma hochi koma beis shamay imrim en shayla b'shvu. Lemetup mahach bereise benishbal haragin plal alahi kama mishen nishbal dovo layiftach leichachem lahate leishvu asoi. A person swore shein shaila b'shvua b'silo imrim yesh shaila. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Harei netiyes ha'elu korban im einon niktzotzeis. There were trees, and let us just see the lashon of the Rosh over here to get a picture of what the Mishnah is speaking about. And the TSA Lukoban, the Gemara is going to say the Sakimta, but till we'll get to the Gemara, we should know what the Mishnah is speaking about. Ro Ruach Sa'oro Menasheves. There was a hurricane. And it looks like all the trees will be torn out from the earth. Case number one. And now the whole city is burning. There's a tremendous fire. And now his talis, Mestame, is Besofik Sreif. That means, if this tree will not be thrown down, so it should be a korban. Korban means that the value of the tree should be used to buy a korban. So it's a kedushas domim, that is magdish the dmei hanetiya letzeirach korban. V'talas tiya korban, imena Nisrefes. Dahavi kemoi nidrei shkogis. So it's similar to nidrei shkogis. Da'adate dohochi agdishinu. Why was he magdish them? Shayisova shev shaliyis nitzayla. That means he's not magdish a tree that is worth $1,000. He's not magdish a tree so easily. No, he thought shev shaliyis nitzayla. It's like the hurricane is going to throw it down. Ulegoma beliboy lagdishan. So he had no intentions of being magdishan. So it's nidreish kogis. Kamash Malon, the Dvorm Shabalev, Kihani, the Lay Muchachi, Hatlay Havian Dvor. So the Rosh seems to be saying that between you and me, Hitake had no intentions of being Magdishit. Because he was 100% sure that the tree is going to be torn out. He was 100% sure that the talis is going to be burnt. Bafal pikein v'egdish ischal. The dvorim shebelev kihani d'loy muchachi loy havyin dvorim. It's not muchach. Now, there are two problems over here. One problem, my son, Ayelet Sashacha. I mean, we heard before that, we heard, this is the Hemshech of the two Mishnayis. Noidrim laharogin. Noidrim laharogin, so pshat is, if he said a loshin stome, so, Einsoi mechiach olov, that he means hayoy. But the Ran said, Barathulu laharogim, if he would say beferish, that Yeosu peiris oilom alayla oilom, is so nothing will help, even though I know he means because he wants that the Moicha should not take it away from him, but this is real Dvorm Shebelev. The only Hoichocha helps over here if he said a Loshen Stome, so then I could say. Now here the Loshen of Daran is, Kamash Malon, the Dvorim Shebelev, Kianid Loi Muchachi Loi Havin Dvorim. It seems it's not so Muchach that he meant this. So the Yelser Shacha Tain is that, he said, Klal Diburim, it should be a Kolben. So, how could you, he said Klal, if it will not be Niktzotzois, it should be a Kolben. So where do we find over here that, it's Bamish Bisoiso, no, I don't mean it. I'm saying one thing and I don't mean it. It's very unclear. But the Havamino could have been. Then, my Shvaga was Moira, I really don't understand Pshat over here. If Lemaise, Legoma Beliboy Lahagdishon, that's the truth. It wasn't Goma Beliboy. He said it, but it wasn't Goma Beliboy. So she asked, why did he say it? Why did he say this whole thing? He's 100% sure it's going to be torn out. He's 100% sure it's going to be burnt. So what he said, he doesn't mean. He doesn't mean that if it won't be burnt, it should be a cult. He doesn't mean that. So why did he say it? It's very unclear. There's a Tosfos later that says this nether a little differently, and then we can perhaps understand a little better the whole thing, but it's not like the Rosh. Let us see Tosfos on Chav Chesam at base for 1 second. This is the fourth Tosfos, the Ike Zike Nefisha. The Gemara makes this akim to there's a hurricane, and that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Vim Toimer, so Toises Meinizel, the Shah, the Dorim, the Lel, the Tony Dal, the Dorim, Etiru, Chazal, how does this come in over here? Yishloim, Mishum, the Ma, the Toimer, the Choshev, Nidreis, Ruze. Now this is very nice. Shein Neder, Ela La'ameis Dvoro. Shlo Yisnatsu, Vloi Mishum, the Daiter, Lagdishoi, Im Yinotsu. Kamash Malon, the Veloch HaVikdush, the Gama, Belibe, Lagdishon, Shesovu Shayochali is the Menatzlo. So Taisva says, the Havamina would be like Nidreis Ruzin. That means he just wants to tell you how sure he is that this tree, you have a $1,000 tree, how sure he is that the hurricane's going to throw it down. Because he says, if the hurricane won't throw it down, it'll be, I'm making it Hegdish. And you know, I'm not Magdish so quickly. So he's showing how sure he is that the hurricane's going to throw it down. So I would think that's Nidrei Zruzim. He doesn't really mean what he says. He just wants to show the people that how sure he is that the hurricane will throw it down. The Kamash Malon is the Filach of Kedusha. The Gama believe Lagdisha. He knows there's a possibility. He knows there's a possibility, maybe even a far-fetched possibility. He knows there's a possibility it won't be thrown down. And if he said such a statement, Sataka, he means what he said. Now let us see the lashon of the Mishnah. That means that these trees, if they will not be thrown down by the hurricane, they should have a kedushas damim. Talizu kolben imena nisrefes. That this talis should become also a kedushas damim if it will not be burnt. Yesh lahem pidyon. So this lashon is also shver. The Gemara is going to speak about it, but just to wade through the Mishnah is saying harei hen kedoshes. That is the hegdish is called. It's not called nidrei shgoges. It's not called nidrei zruzim. Whatever the havamin that could have been that it shouldn't be chal. No. It's kedoshes, v'yesh lahem pidyon. You can be paid it also. Now what the chiddush is, now we have to understand, l'manim shechem, and if it's kedosh, no, that's a chiddush. But what's yesh lahem pidyon? We'll see, the Gemara's going to speak about it. What if a person said, arei netiyos elu kolbin ad sheyiktitzu? A different lashon, that this should be a kolbin ad sheyiktitzu. Talis zu kolbin achet isorek. Ein lahem pidyon, which is also very unclear, and that we'll have to see, we'll see later, we'll see if you can understand this. Let us see the rat. Arei anetiyus eilu kolbin, yesh lahem pidyon. Kloima. Kedu de kedusha chola lehem, achet zriches pidyon. That means it's a modern lotion, and the Gemara is going to speak about it, but it's Kodesh, and you'll need pidyon if you want to make it chulim. But the Gemara mefarish lomali lememra. Why do you have to say v'yesh lam pidyon? Say it, it's Kodesh. Now, I know what the din is with a dover Kodesh. You can be paid it. Mefarshine nami amaitona haylishne. Why is that such a lotion? Yesh lam pidyon. Yesh lam pidyon letana badi kedushas. So first the Gemara is going to explain, why does he have to tell me it's Kaddish? What's the Kiddush that it's Kaddish? And why does he say such a lashon of yesh lam pidyon? Ein lehem pidyon, bigmorim meforish. Now, so what's that ein lehem pidyon? Ikeman diyoma dechiktoni kolbin kshehikdishon lidmei kolbin mayim. We're speaking about, not speaking about nedorim over here. We're speaking about he was magdish the shavius lidmei kolbin. That is pshat. He was magdish the shavius lidmei kolbin. V'hainu deoma yesh lahem pidyon. That is the taich yesh lahem pidyon. The ike de meforish, and others say, the koinemu, that it's not speaking about a kolben, it's speaking about a koinem. Vahochi kama, harei netiyos halolu asurois kikol. It's also kikol. V'chiteime, if it means kainomis, in kain heichi shaykh bekainam pidyon, so then the whole thing doesn't make sense. Yeshlam pidyon, how can you be poide a kainam? Yeshloima, the masnis in rameyari, the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. The kosovar, the chol heicheshu, kainam kloli, sheneser ala keul, kehegdish, if he made a kainam kloli, that no one is permitted to have an offer from it, yesh loy pidyin. So, there's a din pidyin. And so a kainam kloli, there's a din pidyin. Chudetani lekam bepeg ein bein amuda, Koinam kikel zu, this is according to Rameya, koinam kikel zu v'ochlo, he made a koinam on the kikel, bein hu, bein chaveiroi, moal. Zedin meile, Rameya holds zedin of yesh mile bekoinomis. Lefichach yesh la pidyin, so there's a din pidyin also. That means if it has a din of hegdish, that is called moil behegdish, so meile, so there's a din pidyin also. Kikazu olai hegdish. What if he said he made a kainam proti? Ochlo hu moal, chaveiroi loy moal. Lefichoch ein lo pidyin. Now, the sugya, hoffentlich will understand better when we get there to the sugya of yesh mila bekainamis, oba ein mila bekainamis. But just to understand the chilek, like this is a very interesting din. That is a din me'ile by kainomis. Sai by a kainam proti, sai by a kainam kloli. But by a kainam kloli, there's a din pidyin. By a kainam proti, there's no din pidyin. So, I just like to say over a lotion of the me'iri, the Miri explains this halacha as follows. Ein pidyin elo bedovo shegufoy kodesh. That the pidyin applies only by something that's gufoy kodesh. Avodovo she'ein gufoy kodesh, but something that is not gufoy kodesh. Elo shehu mugdish olov. It's mugdish olov. But it's not gufoy kodesh, ein zeh le'isur ba'alme, ve'ein pidyin be'isurim. Now, the oimek ha'dvorim we have to understand, but al-kaponim seems to say a moiradik echilik between a koinem kloli and a koinem proti. A koinem kloli, that's osa on everyone, so it's gufoy kodesh, the gufa koinem is kodesh. A koinem proti, if to Berl it's mutter, to Yankel it's mutter, and to me it's osa, so it is not called, you can't say it's gufay kodesh if Berl can use it, if Yankel can use it. Ela shehu mugdish olov, ve'ein zeh le'isa bi'alma. That means it's an isa hegdish, but it's not gufay kodesh. That means that there's a type of an isa that's called isa hegdish. Isa hegdish has Chumris of Hegdish, yesh me'ile bekainamis. It's an isa Hegdish. But pidyin only applies if it's gufay kodesh. That's what the Me'iri says. Now let us see the Gemara. So we had a difficult Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Arenatilus eilu kolben im einam nikzotzais, yeshlam pidyin. So he was magdish netiyas. Again, it was magdish netiyas. If they will not become niktzatz, they should become kodesh. And yesh lam pidyin. So the Gemara says, v'lisni kedushos. What are you talking about pidyin? Say over here that it's kodesh. Then kedushos will see that Ram wants to be making this. So, say that it's Kodesh. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's Kodesh. So the Gemara answers, Aidi, the boy, the Misne Sefer, ain't Lampidyan, Tonanami Reisha, yesh Lampidyan. Which we will appreciate after we understand what the Sefer is speaking about. Let us see the Ran. Zogt der Ran, Velisni Kedushais, Kach hu Iker Hagirs, Vachi Pirush. Badai Iker Chidushe de Tone, de Tan Eloima. Iker Chidush of the Mishnah is, Sha'af al-pi she'tolok du'shoson b'tnai zeh shel k'tzitze. That means, he had said, if it will not be thrown over, it should be Kaddish. That's why he made it. That's why he made that. That's pshat in the Hegdish that he's made. If it will not be thrown over. K'dusha chol alei. Bitzich lashmin in hochi k'dem meforesh l'kamo. What's the Chiddush? If it won't be thrown over, so we'll see later, because it's speaking about that there was a hurricane, and I would think he doesn't mean what he said, or whatever the Havamina would be. So the Chiddush is, if, even though there was a hurricane, and he was under the impression, perhaps, that the hurricane will throw over this tree. But if he said another, if it will not be thrown over, it should be Kaddish. Lemais, it's Kaddish. We say he meant what he said, or it's from Shebelev what he meant, and it's Kaddish. Now, so what the Gemara's kasha is, that's what the Ran says. The Iker Chidusha de Tana Loim Eshafa Pishet Tolok Dushosim Betnaiza Shok Tzitze. Even though he made this Tanai, and I would think that because of this Tanai, the Hegdash should not be Chal. Hafopi kenkdusha, chol alein. Bitzach lashmin en hochi, kdem forish lakama. We'll see that that's a Chiddush. But in Cain, but it's a Gemara's question is, listne kdushis. So say kdushis, don't say yesh lampidyan. Say the Chiddush, that it's Kaddish. Because shalom, so now the Ran has a kasha. Tinech lamayde mafashinim emasnisin de kol. If we starane tupshotim de mishnev, kolbe means kedushas domim, or kolbe means akoinim, and we hold like Rab Meir that the yesh meile upidyan bekoinim klolim. So frek the Ran, is tinach lamaidem afarshinim asnisen de kolm diktonik shehigdish netiyas ledmei kolm naskinon. If the Mishnah is speaking about a true hegdish, mekivin shekain, kol chidushe de tana les elashminin de kedusha chololim. So the whole chidush of the tana is that kedusha is chal, even though he said, even though this was to say the kedusha shouldn't be chal. The vaday milse pshitehi the kivin the kedusha is yesh lampidya. That means that what the Mishnah does say is poshed. The Mishnah said, he said like this, there was a hurricane, and he said if this tree will not be thrown down, it should be hegdish. There'd be a svara to say it shouldn't be hegdish because he didn't mean it, because he thought 100% it would be thrown down, whatever it is. So the chiddush is that it is kaddish. The Chiddush is that he is Kaddish, and I don't say that he didn't mean what he said. Fine. But the Mishnah speaks about that you can be paid it. So that's superfluous. If it's Kaddish, it's Zicha, you can Zicha be paid it. A Kaddish is Dom, there's a Dim Pinyin. So therefore, the Gemara asks the Kasha, so why does it say Yesh Lam Pinyin? The Kivin the Kaddush is Yesh Lam Pinyin. But according to the second pshat that I said, the meforish the bekoinem mamish askinen, I said we're speaking about a koinem. My kaporech. So the Mishnah is telling us a merdike chiddush, that is a din pidyon in koinomis. So what my kaporech listening kedushas? We're talking about Koinomets, and it's coming to tell us Agavuche that is a dimpidian be Koinomets. This also long Kerameh. It's a stam Mishnah like Kerameh. The Omer Koinem Klole Yeshi the Yesh Lapidim, which is Amayi Dekechidish, the Pligi Rabbonon Alei Lekama Bepekein Bein Amudah. Lemaise, there's a Machloikis later in this. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why does it say Yesh Lapidim? It should say Knushes. I want to tell you a Chidish, the Yesh Lapidim, that Koinomis is a Dimpidim. This kasha, the Ran bothered, according to the second shot. V'nicholi, so the Ran says, I think, the Vadai Tana loyle mister mehochel et Ramei erose. The Tana isn't coming to tell us we paskal et Ramei yesh pidyin lekoinem kloli. Then kein lomba loyle misni haidin ebikzitze. Why does he have to come to tell us this din? By a case that he had spoken out, if the hurricane will throw down the tree, it should be a koinam kloli, and it didn't throw down the tree. The hurricane won't throw down the tree, it should be a koinam kloli. It didn't throw down the tree. So you know there's a din pidyon. If you want to tell us the din yesh pidyon be koinomis, lishmina nochi gabi koinomis. So tell me by koinomis, not by this complicated case. The kiv in the tane itzach lashmin in the bechiyai gavne chay lekdusha layu. If the tane is coming to tell us another chiddush, that even though there'd be a svar to say he didn't mean what he said, that there'd be a svar to say that it shouldn't become a koinim. Ava pike chay lekdusha layu, berei shahavale lashmin in hochi. So he should say this din. That if a person said that so first the Tani should have said Chiddush number one, that the Koinem is Chal, Lemisni Kedushis, Uposa Hochi. And now, after you tell us this then, Isvira loy kerameya listem kevosei hoche, oi ba'alme. So, you want to tell us is it an opinion? Fine. The Mishnah is telling us another Chiddush, that's some Koinem is Chal. Now you want to tell me a Chiddush yesh Pidyim be Koinem Kloli? That you should say later. Avol mikamei de lishminin de Kedusha Chol alayim. But before I know that Kedusha is Chal, which alone is a Chiddush, leishach lashminin de yesh lam Pidyim, the mashme would seem from that the Pshita lay the Chayla Kedusha Sayu. The Kedusha is Poshet Ischal. Actually, Utsach Lashminin. El Shiesh Lam Pidyon. And I don't want to tell you that this Pidyon by Koinem Kloli. Va'ad Rabbe, Tzricha Rabbe, Kedem Mephorish Lekamon. Takel, this, to tell me that it's Kodesh is not so Poshet. So don't tell me Yesh Lam Pidyon and you're skipping over the whole Chiddush that it's Kodesh. Mishamochi Porich. That's why the Gemara asks, V'lisni Kedushes. So first say that it's Kodesh. And then you can tell us your Kedusha. V'ike de garsi lisni Kedushes, v'einam Kedushes, v'loi daiki. That's not a good guess. The most kasha was lisni Kedushes. So what did the Gemara answer? My answer, I the boy le misne seifa, ain lem pidyin, tonin am reisha, yesh lem pidyin. Umetarets, I did the boy le misne seifa, ain lem pidyin, tonin am reisha, yesh lem pidyin. Claim, the beseifa le motzi, masti le, ain kedushis, tavadi kedushis, at se yiktetsu. The seifa says this should be kodish till it'll be cut off. So it's like a kodish. And it says, Ein Lehem Pidyon. Whatever that means, we'll see soon. So there it had to say, Ein Lehem Pidyon. You can't say it's not Kodesh, because it sure is Kodesh. Now, Ein Lehem Pidyon. V'chainami le'motzi toni kedushis. You can't say kedushis. The imkain have mina the dina de seifa, kedina de reisha, v'lesik, and mefosh le'kamon. So that's why the Sefer had to say this Loshen Ein Lehem Pidyon, whatever this means. So Mameh Usa L'Reisha said, Yesh Lehem Pidyon. Ein Chanami, the Loshen is not Meduyik, but he wanted to be consistent in the Loshen, that the Loshen of the Reisha should be similar to the Loshen of the Sefer. Now, we'll start explaining a little better. Heichi Noda. Now, how was this Neda? We have a modern Neda, a Netiyah Sa'elu Kolben, im einon niktotzis. It should be a korban if they will be, if these netiyos will not be cut down, they should be a korban. Then it says, yesh lam pidyon. So it seems it does become kaddish. Eichinod, amar abaye, ba'oimar, im einon niktotzis hayoin. He said, we'll see the Ran learned pshat because normally every tree is cut down eventually. So what's pshat? If it won't be cut down, it should be a korban. Every tree is cut down. When it's not used anymore, you cut it down. So what is pshat? Im einam niktzotzeis, it should be a korban. So then, l'chayra, so it should never be a korban. It seems it does become a korban. It says, yesh lam pidyon. So the Gemara says, he said, if it won't be cut down, if it won't be broken down today, if it won't be cut down today, so it should be a kol. So now we have, what is the case? The case is, he said, he has a tree, and he says, if the tree will not be cut down today, it should be a kol. It wasn't cut down today. What's he telling me? Pshita. So the Gemara says, there's a hurricane. So he's under the impression that the hurricane will throw down the tree. So he says, if it won't be thrown down, it should be a cold. Like the Gemara, how can you say that that's the case? Boktoni lo gabi talis. The talis l'sreifa kaime. He says if the talis won't be burnt, the talis is aimed to be burnt. Moses ain't kagain dikad leike. It's speaking about that there's a fire in the shtot. And the talis is mu'usid to get burnt. And the trees are hanami dikazika nefisha. There's also a hurricane. Vesalke daitach, and I would think, the masik adaita de leimis naslan, he thinks for sure that it's going to be thrown down. Umishimachi konoda. That's why he's making the nether. He's making a nether. A tree is worth $1,000. You're not magdish a tree stammers in the world, right? No, he said he's magdish the tree because he's 100% sure that it will be thrown down. So Mamela, that's why he said, if it won't be thrown down, I magdish it. So I would think, since he's 100% sure that it will be thrown down, so either felten gemiras das, or it's like hegdish ruzin, umishimachi konada, kamash melon, that the way Taisi says Pshlati, he has a hava minute that it won't be thrown down, and that's, and the Hegdish is takechal. That's what Taisi says. Let us see the Ran. Zot the Ran. Heichinoda omarav, perish. Lishne kashule. The loshen of the Mishnah Ishver. Diktoni im einom niktotzis. He said, if the tree will not be thrown down or cut down, vekivin shetole isuron, Betanaise should only be also if it won't be cut down. This old trees are cut down. That's not shvele. That's not shvele. The talis lavra seifa kaim beshle to sof leila. Mishemochi mahashta chayli isure. That means this is only shver, this kash is only shver by netiyas. Because by netiyas, what does it mean if it won't be cut down, it should be hegdish? All trees are cut down. Avol talis imena nisref is like kashle. The talis lavra seifa kaimi. The talis is named the seifa. Bev sheshle tisov loyla. Mishimochim hashtag hayli surale. Vikanuscha de gasibedya volik tzitza kaima. That's the most kash. What do you mean if it won't be cut down? All trees are aimed lik tzitza. So the Gemara says, no, he said if it won't be cut down today, it should be a hegdish. It should be a kol. So the Gemara, and it wasn't cut down today. In fact, the Gemara came lamale lamayim and claimed, pshita, dava hegdish. וחיתאים עושה ביתה פגדרן, לאידך פרשת ומפורשת מסניסן רמאי, וסבילי דקוינם כלולי יש לפידיה מייקה פורך, לא מלאי למים, עד רבא צריך הרבא, להפוק עם את הרבונון, דת איזה דין פידיין בי קוינם כלולי. אף קושי, שכבר פירשתי, דתון עליו לא חייכם, דתן איזה נתוקים בפידיין נאו. אלו להשמינה דקדוש החול עלייך, מה שכספתי למיילו. ומפורקינו, so the Gemara answers, lo tzriche kegoyin deike zika nefish. There's a hurricane. V'loy detoni b'mas nisim dekdushin noch sebu. And he said, if the hurricane will not throw down the tree, it should be kodesh. And it didn't cut down the tree, it wasn't like the tree. So the Mishnah says it's kodesh. We love the Tony Masnis and the Ktusha Nochsebu, that it does become Kodesh. Hava Amina, I would think, the Kivin, the Masik Adaita, the Loi Mitzelen, he thought it, Zicha would be thrown down. Vuloi Goma Bedaita Sheikom, that means that he said it should be Kodesh because he was 100% sure that it will Zicha be thrown down. Sheilo Hoya Yedeya Shalai Yiktitzul, if he would have known, that the hurricane was thrown down all the trees. If he would have known that this tree won't be thrown aloya magdisha, he never would have been magdish. Bekivin shekay. So bekitza, this person never had any intentions to make kagdish. That was at geret right. He said that if it won't be thrown down, it should be hagdish because he was 100% sure it will be thrown down. And he had never intentions that to be magdishes. The kivinch can have a solik at ait and the like kadishi. His kamash malon, that it is kaddish. The Gemara said further, vitalis lisreifo kaime, bitmiya kleime, vechi toli itnai bimidi loy shaykhbo. Alavadi bidu shaykhbo askini, kain de ike de like. Okay, now, we'll be able to understand a little bit the safe of the Mishnah, then we'll be able to understand the whole Mishnah. Now we have in the safe, this is the words of the safe are very schwer, and then now we'll begin to understand what the Mishnah is telling us. But let's just again see the safe. So Poshet, this means that two the trees will be cut down, it should be hegdish. Talis zu korbin achetisorif. Now it says, ein lahem pidyon. You can't be paided. Now that's very difficult. Why can you be paided? You made a hegdish lizman, I want to be paided. Why can't it be paided? Harei nitiyes ha'elu korbin, and ein lahem pidyon. Lo. So the Gemara says, that means you can't be paid to this forever? So why can you be paid it? It's Hegdish, why can you be paid it? Omar Barpade. So Barpade said, no, you could be paid it, but pardon chayz reis v'kaychayz. You're paid it, it becomes chulin, it becomes yours, and then it becomes kaydish again. Pardon, chayz reis v'kaychayz. You paid it, it becomes yours, and it becomes kaddish again. Ad sheyiktzitzu, till you cut it. Niktzitzu, pardon, pam achas v'day. After it was cut down already, you'll be paid it, and then it's poddy. Bu'ulo omar kivin sheniktzitzu shuv ein paid it. That if it was cut down, you do not have to be paid it anymore. Now let us see the run, and now we'll get a stick of clock out in the Mishnah. Loi long perish, but me, kloima hayech evshe shloye lehem pidyon loi long. A person was magdish and a tiyah that says, ain't lehem pidyon, why shouldn't there be pidyon? Omar ba pade podon chayzeis ekdushis, kloima. Kiktoni ein lahem pidyon. That what it says, there's no pidyon. Haini kozman shalai niktitzu. Kozman, it will not be cut down the tree. Ein lepidyon. Now what does ein lepidyon mean? V'lav lememre, it does not mean shelo yilei lepidyon klal. It does not mean that there's no pidyon. Why shouldn't there be pidyon? Kloima shelo yei pidyonom nitfas b'tushoso. Does not mean to say that the pidyon will be nitfas b'tushoso. Nimkein my chayzreis uktushes. What shat chayzreis uktushes? Elohi kama. Ein la pidyon lohitzion miktushoson legamri. Ba'podelem shat, that these netiyas, the pidyon will not create that the netiyah should remain chulin. Ein la pidyon lohitzion miktushoson legamri. Elakibin da oma ad sheyiktzitzu. So ba'podelem tamero de kibshat. That these netiyas should be kaddish till they'll be torn down or cut down. Areyu ka'ima befeirish, areyu netiyas eilu kolbin miyato. Ve'kolbin l'chsheyivtu, kozman shalayiktitzu. That means he is making now a multitude of kedushas on the netiyah. That means he's saying that these netiyah should be kodesh till they'll be cut. That means kozman they're not cut, it should be kodesh. What do you mean it should be kodesh? That means if it's kodesh now, and if I'll be poided, it becomes mine, so it should again become kodesh. So in the beginning, he's magdish. All this manim, that it will be mine, and it wasn't niktzat, it should be again kaddish. Ad sheyiktzitzu. So this seder of kedushas v'chayzres v'kedushas should remain till you kaitzitz. The minute you kaitzitz, so then pidyon, then the kedusha will not rejuvenate. Then lamaisav you'll be poided, or become chulam. That's how Ba'apode said pshat. There's no pidyon to make it chulan legamri. Elakivin the omar ad sheyiktzitzu hareyu kaime befeirish reinitius eilu kolben meyato. So now, when he's magdish it should be now a kolben. V'kolben l'sheyivtu and if I'll be poided, so it'll become mine. So magdish it now, it should be then a kolben. Kozman shalayiktitzu, that means whenever I'll be poided, I magdish it, and as soon as I'm poided, and it's mine, it'll again become kodesh. V'nimtza pidyonam kodesh kosho. The pidyon will always be kodesh. V'sheyaitzis hein lechulen, because whenever he's poided, he goes out lechulen. So hein lam pidyon means, but the pidyon doesn't make the netiya chulen. That's what it means. As Elisha La'alta Chayzreis Ukdushis. Now La'alta, it comes again Kodesh. That's the Taich Ein Lampidyon. Niktitzu. What happens if these Nitiyas were cut? Poidon Pam Achas Vidaye. Disvira Leila Balpade. Sha'afal Pishaloi Higdishon Ella Ache Yiktitzu. He said this should be Kodesh till the Ktitzit. Afilo achi kinitzitzu loipoka kdushoson bechdi. Kdushas loipoka bechdi. That means I made it kodesh, the minute you make something kodesh, so the kdusha will not go off. I said it should go off. Fine, you can't do such a thing. If it's kodesh, the kdusha remains. But if you'll be poided, then niktzitzu, yeah, this is, but if after the kdusha you'll be poided, so then, it'll become chul. So, Ba'apoda holds that, let us just understand Ba'apoda. Since Ba'apoda said, when I say that Netiyas Eilu Arei Ein Kolben Ache Yiktitzu, so Ache Yiktitzu does not mean that when it'll be Niktas, it'll become Eis Kodesh, because Kutushal Epoch Abadli. Sha'at she'yiktetzu means something else. So it means, if I'll be pointed, it should again become Kaddish. At she'yiktetzu, it should keseda become Kaddish. But it's niktzatz, so then if he was pointed, so then the pidyon will know. Ve'ula oma, kiven she'niktetzu, shuv ein pointed. The svira le'ula od, she'ein kdushos on nimsheches. Ula holds that the Kedush is not Nimshach. Ela ad oisoiz man sheikdisha. It's only Kaddish that his man he was Magdishit. Abol me oisoiz man veilech poka Kedusha bechti. But as soon as it comes that's man, so Kedusha is poka.